This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Because of Chicago's unparalleled music history, a House resolution was presented that would declare the city as the blues capital of the world. House Resolution 847 celebrates the artists past and present who have shaped the soundtrack of the state. But one member of the Museum, Arts, Culture, and Entertainment Committee wasn't so sure that's where the designation of blues capital should go. State Representative Paul Jacobs from Pomona shared his reasons.
As I said in the museum committee today, Muddy Waters had a brother named Big Larry who played at my winery for 20 years. And Big Larry also played for B.B. King at down in Memphis. So I'm kind of thinking maybe Memphis might be more the blues capital. But, you know, these guys were good no matter what city they played in.
Known for his optometry practice in Carbondale, Jacobs also started and operated his winery in Alto Pass, Von Jakob Winery and Brewery. Even though he shared his thoughts about Memphis, Jacobs did vote in favor of the measure, which was approved on an 11-0 vote. Parenting has been called one of the hardest jobs in the world, and researchers say women in particular are struggling to handle an increasingly heavy mental load. It refers to the emotional thinking work required to manage job responsibilities and family life each day. Leah Rumpfhonor, an author of the book, Drained, Reduce Your Mental Load to Do Less and Be More, says women often deal with more complex care in the home, a child with food allergies or a parent's declining health, for example. She says too many moms can never fully relax because their energy is constantly being spent.
Something as small as monitoring what's happening in your house becomes almost like catastrophic because it's tied to that emotional thinking work about love and care for the people we love and care for, including ourselves.
Rumpfhonor says men, too, can feel mentally drained, but women are often expected to be more emotionally available and always present for both family and for work. And that, she says, is an impossible standard to meet. Read more at WSIU.org.